Hello, and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today we go back to the empty office where one of the employees, who's not impeded by any ethical sense, has been plundering accounts from the office and wishes to displace blame on one of her colleagues.
And we do want to warn you that this episode has moral fractures that you should not attempt in your own empty office. But it does also have an implicit question, a hidden question. If you think you know what it is, communicate it to us at the station, and you may win, if you're correct, a valuable prize.
Listeners, offices are dark all across America. Employees sit at home, some in just their softest underwear, working remotely in the happy clutter of their own homes. But not everyone is content in that clutter. Elizabeth Hempworthy, another nameless corporate cubicleer, has fled her domestic comfort for the chilly duty of the office. But Elizabeth is about to lose her empire of the empty office. She has just learned that everyone will be returning to the office very soon, having pillaged many of the office accounts so that she can treat herself to breakfast champagne and other inappropriate indulgences. She has to get busy pinning the blame on her office nemesis, Gerald.
I have already cast suspicion on Gerald during our Zoom call. Now, how can I clinch it? How about a refill to help me think? Let's look at his browsing history. Oh, of course, nothing there since we went remote, but let's see if we can fix that. How about just a little porn? Oh, ooh, that's nasty. I'm telling Gerald's mother. Oh, now a big purchase from Barbizon. A boat. Yes, a boat. And breakfast champagne to prove it's a habit he's been failing to deal with for some time. And chicken jerky, just because it's disgusting. Damn it! Someone's here. I'll just hide under my coat.
Max the cleaning crew coming through.
Max the cleaning crew? Oh, right, because we're reopening.
Office burglar coming through.
Burglar? A burglar?
And what do we have here?
I'm working here. And which one of you is the burglar?
She is. See my mop?
Yep, me. See my stolen shopping cart?
But Max, why did you let this burglar woman in?
My back was turned. And how could I tell those footsteps and squeaking shopping cart wheels behind me were a burglar's?
And while we're accusing people, lady, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be working remotely?
This burglar person raises an interesting issue. Because while we're deflecting your questions, what's the deal with these champagne bottles and fast food wrappers?
Those aren't mine. They belong to my office nemesis, Gerald.
If they're Gerald's, what are they doing in a cubicle with an Elizabeth Hempworthy name tag?
That's all the time we have now for the empty office. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Elizabeth say,
"You mean I've been buying stuff and going to porn sites from my own computer?"
So, Kevin, was anyone brave enough to write in with a question?
Yes, Charlotte Spanks of Hershey, Pennsylvania wants to know, is the implicit question, okay, back to work, everyone? That's not even a question. I phrased it as a question, but
I know.
It's a statement.
So we'll be draining your personal accounts in lieu of sending you a valuable prize.
That's right. Better check your username and password. Maybe change those rather quickly. Other people who have perfectly good usernames and passwords that we don't want changed are our cast: Scott Herrick, Nisha Schramm, Greg Smith, and Ann Porter. Today's episode was written by Tony Flynn. Special thanks to the man who accidentally bumped the light switch on the night the lights went out in Georgia, Brian Lindsay.